episode 1918, Make the Days Count.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I pray that you are having a glorious weekend, a time with your family. I know maybe you're like, come on, can we get out a little bit? But it is Easter weekend. And so today being Saturday, in between Good Friday and the celebration, it's Relationship Builders Day. So we got to make the days count. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. So what happens when you put off what needs your greatest attention? You wish you would have started earlier, right? Make the days count. Why wait until tomorrow? You know the saying, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. So why are we so good at putting off what needs our greatest attention? We do it all the time. Procrastination. We are very good at it. And probably right now we're a little testy. We're all in the same area within the same four walls. And we're just like, we've had enough of each other. We need some space. But you know what? Marriages take work. Great marriages take work. But unfortunately, the work doesn't happen every day. So couples try to play catch up. They're like, oh my gosh, now I got to work on this. Yeah, just think back. What was your marriage like maybe 3 or 4 months ago? Maybe better than what it is now. Why? Maybe it's because you're so confined and you're having to work it out. Before, it may have seemed better because why? You had space. You weren't hanging out so much. What happens in our everyday is that our marriage, our relationships become part of our responsibilities. We just do it. We don't put any thought into it. We don't put any extra effort into it. And when the work that we put into it doesn't pay off, what happens? Well, you're left with broken marriages that lead to separations and divorces. Now, that's all the bad news, okay? We're just going to leave that for the day. So how about some great news? Make the days count. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Make the days count. Many of us count the days. Think about those two different statements. Make the days count versus count the days. We can sit here and go, okay, they said to the end of April, we're going to live this out. Well, some areas are now pushing it into May. And some people are like, well, we may be looking at June. If we're sitting here just counting the days, what's happening? We're losing what matters most, the actual day. Don't count the days, make the days count. What purpose does that serve when you're only counting the days? It doesn't, except for, well, maybe, I guess if you're looking forward to Christmas, it's fun to count down. But if you're just sitting there counting days, not so much. So make the days count. There is no reason to wait when it comes to loving your spouse the way God intended you to love him or to love her. In fact, if you're thinking you really don't have time, be specific on that reason. Seriously, don't try to convince yourself that everything is going to be okay without effort. Relationships do not work that way. So what is it? Why do you think you don't have time? Now, right now, my guess is you probably have time, but maybe you just really don't want to work at it. Or you're thinking, it's not my fault. I'm not the one who needs to work at it. Yeah, we've all been there. Maybe you're there now, maybe you're not. Maybe you're a little bit there some days or some moments, and then other times you're like, oh no. But this fluttering back and forth, that's a danger zone. You don't want to live a life in the danger zone. Anything worth having takes hard work. And it takes that hard work, what? Every single day. So what does it look like to make the days count? Well, I'm going to break it down into three: hope, love, and faith. Number one, hope. Hope is expressed in what? Gratitude. When it comes to your relationship, your marriage, be grateful. Find something in your everyday to be grateful when it comes to your spouse. Now, if you're sitting there going, oh, Christiane, I don't know if I can find one thing. Oh, by golly, you can. I know there's one thing. Maybe she gets up and fixes you a cup of joe. Maybe she gets up and takes care of the children. I'm sure you can find one little itsy bitsy thing to be grateful for. Find it. And if that's just the only thread of hope you have, then cling to that. You got to have hope. Be grateful. Gratitude goes a long, long way. And it allows you what? To begin to bridge the gaps. It also allows you to mend bridges. So sometimes we have bigger gaps and sometimes we need to mend the bridges. It all depends on where you are in your marriage. But with hope, being grateful, finding something in the everyday, number one, it really allows you what? To be more aware. A lot of how we're living was just doing our responsibilities. It was all out of habits. Do you know why a lot of us are freaking out right now? Is because we're not content with not having to be so busy. We would rather be distracted because that is the life we were used to having. We didn't have to deal with real life. When we're distracted, we don't. We just keep moving on to the next thing. And it's just like this rhythm, right? You get on a horse and you just keep galloping through. Gallop, gallop, gallop. I got this. And you just run by and you're like, well, if I don't think about it, I don't have to worry about it. But what happens is over time, that just builds and builds and builds. And the weight of all of that comes what? Tumbling down. So this is a great time for you in your marriage. This weekend, just think about how you could change your marriage. Easter of 2020, saying, you know what? I'm going to live it out in hope, love, and faith when it comes to my marriage. And that first thing is to be grateful. Number two is love. Ask yourself the question, how can I love my spouse more? How can I love him more? How can I serve him more? Start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. I love what Arthur Ashe says. Yeah, he's a tennis player. He said, start where you are. Love them where they're at. That's what you got to do. That doesn't mean that you approve of everything, that he is perfect, that she's got it all right. Oh no, none of that. But you're going to start where you are right now. Love them where they're at. How can you love your spouse more? Maybe it's simply that, oh my gosh, he's able to provide for the family. Praise the Lord. Celebrate that. That is something. Now, some people would say, now, Christiane, you're placing money or finances on love. No, I'm not saying that. But sometimes what happens in marriages, in relationships, is we get so hung up on everything else in life called just responsibilities. And we've really gotten away from our relationship and we have to begin to awaken it. And starting where you are, it may be with something as simple as being a provider, which isn't very simple. That's a major thing. Maybe it's, well, guess what? He actually comes home and plays with the kids. Or now he's actually playing with the kids more. I get more done now than I ever have. What is it? How can you love your spouse more? Use what you have, meaning don't beat yourself up saying, oh, well, now I got to be all perfect. I got to figure this whole thing out. No, you don't. Use what you have, what you know, and then do what you can. It's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. Hope, be grateful. Love, love them where they're at. And number three, faith. Pray for your spouse. There is nothing more intimate than praying for your spouse. There's nothing more dynamic than praying for your spouse, especially when you don't want to. And I'm sure when you've had a fight, that's the last thing you want to do because you're just all hot about it. And the last thing is like, oh, well, Lord, you know, I just need to pray for my sweetheart. You don't want to. You want to yell, scream. You want to say a few maybe four-letter words that shouldn't be said, especially on Easter weekend. Just saying. But that's where we need to be. Because there's something about getting on your knees for your spouse and lifting them up. Most of the changes that need to be made, you can't make for your spouse. Did you hear me? Most of the changes that need to be made, you cannot make for your spouse, meaning you cannot control them. You do not have that control. I know you would like it, but you don't have it. But the only control that you do have is through prayer, because God will take it from there. You don't have to have all the answers. And there's nothing greater than a praying husband or a praying wife. That intimacy is like none other. Hope, love, faith. Make the days count. There's no better time than now to look at what you can do. Maybe you were able to live your life in excuses. Your job was keeping you late at night, weird hours. Maybe you were distracted because you were hoping and working towards a promotion. But now things have changed. Life has slowed down. And we begin to look around and see, wow, what really matters? This time of pause and reset is, where do I want my love to be planted? We're not guaranteed tomorrow, but you have today. So make the days count. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed Easter weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.